James Chapburn mit Cracks and Breaks auf Flux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Der Künstler aus Australien, der mittlerweile in Berlin lebt und arbeitet, er ist heute für das musikalische Programm des Flux FM Bergfestes zuständig, das wie immer mittwochs ab 18 Uhr bei freiem Eintritt hier bei uns im Fluxbau stattfindet. Es gibt Tapas zu essen, es gibt Berliner Pilsner zu trinken und eben die Musik von James Chapburn auf die Ohren. Er ist jetzt bei mir im Studio und ich sage hello and welcome to Flux FM, James.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's nice that you're here. How are you doing today?
I'm well. I'm really well, actually. The sun's decided to come out again.
Yes.
After a few weeks hiatus.
Yeah.
Which is sick. So I'm definitely in a good mood. Excited for tonight. Starting to sweat a bit.
All right. Good. Yeah. A little bit of sweat always helps, I think.
Yeah,
For the performance, for the arts of performing, for performing arts. I've listened to the tracks that you've released in the last few months. There's a singles EP out there. One can download most of the songs via SoundCloud and other platforms. And I asked myself, how does this guy compose music? Because you do not only compose your own music, you produce your own music. And it's a nice mixture of different genres that one can hear when one's listening to your music. Where do you start when you write a song? Is it a guitar lick? Is it a line for the lyrics in your head? Or is it the beat maybe as well? Because your songs, the rhythmical information in your songs is important as well, I feel.
Yeah. Well, for years I just wrote on a guitar, but in the last year I've really, really been concentrating on my production. So I kind of start in front of a computer now and start with a beat or a guitar or a lyric or anything really. Like, I've just opened myself up to whatever format it's going to come out in. And that's really important. Otherwise I get stuck and I'm just writing the same songs on a guitar, you know? So whatever happens, even if I'm starting to even try and work with samples a little bit, start that way, whatever happens, you know?
Yeah. As I said, I really love about your music that you cross genre boundaries all the time. You do not seem to care about genre boundaries too much, at least anymore. Maybe you did once.
Well, that's kind of actually a goal of mine, like to actually cross boundaries. I mean, that's the only way I can foresee like discovering my sound and a new sound, is to just combine as many things as possible and actually allow myself to draw from music that I listen to and that I might not want to come into my music, but it will.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I really dig that. I really like that as well. And where does your love for all the different genres come from? Because in the last few years, people and musicians have been divided into new school and old school musicians.
Yeah.
The old school musicians, they have been influenced by their bigger brother's music collection, you know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
The younger people, they just like every genre that's existing because they've used the internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Throughout their youth. So where does your love for the different genres come from? Was there an older brother, an older friend with a huge musical collection, or is it the fact that you did have access to all kinds of music?
I think the internet is a big part of it now, but I feel like I discovered music on my own. Like, I kind of just got really into blues music and then would look into the artists that I loved and see who they were influenced by, and then I would get into new styles, you know. From blues I got into soul, and from soul I got into hip-hop, and you know, and from there, like, jazz, everything in between. Like, it's kind of just a self-discovery by what I'm passionate about, whatever music I like, you know. Yeah. And Spotify now, like, it's pretty easy to find things, like SoundCloud as well.
Yeah.
I'd definitely say the internet. I was driven a lot by my guitar playing in the past, and that's how I found a lot of music.
You've played guitar and you've sung for a while now, but when did you discover your voice? Because it's a hard thing for an artist to find its own voice without copying existing singers, and I really think that you do a great job at that.
Your voice
is really a unique thing. So when did you discover that? When did you realize that you should be not only a guitar player but a singer as well?
It might have happened around the time. Over the last few years, I'm constantly just pulling from different singers. I think that's the way you create your unique voice. You're pulling the vibrato from this singer and then the tone from this singer and then blah, blah, blah. You mix it all. But I think it was around, I was about 16 or 17 and I was playing in a blues band, and I'd be like doing these solos, and I'd go up to the older guys in the crowd who were guitar players and stuff afterwards, and they would be like, waiting for them to go, oh, your guitar playing's great. And they'd be like, wow, your voice is really good. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm doing all this stuff on the guitar. What are you talking about my voice?
I was putting so much effort to the solo.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but that's how you discover your voice, I think.
I suppose so, yeah. I was writing music and it came out naturally. Yeah. Just being encouraged by it. But now I'm definitely more inspired by singers than I am a guitar player at this point in my life.
Yep.
Probably going to switch around again.
As soon as you're soloing, it's going to switch around again.
Yeah.
You've just mentioned the fact that you're working with beats more than in the past.
Yeah.
Especially the last year has been, you've been producing beats, and that's kind of like, it seems as if you started with that as soon as you moved to Berlin, because you've moved here like 1.5 years ago. So is Berlin an inspiring place for you as a musician? Because I've heard about musicians that are way too distracted from the city. You know, they'll be like, I was at Berghain now for 48 hours. I can't write music for 2 weeks now. I'm finished. I'm done. But on the other hand, I can really imagine that coming from Australia to a city like this, it might inspire a musician to write differently maybe a bit.
Well, for me, being in this city has allowed me to be a bit more fearless in actually choosing this path of musician and not fearing putting time into it. I was making beats before I came, but I just wasn't putting the hours in that I'm doing now.
Okay.
I feel like in this city, the city of every type of person, everybody's fine, everybody loves everybody, you can be whoever you want. So for me to make the decision to dive headfirst into music is not even a problem here. Mm-hmm. Whereas back home, it would be seen a little bit differently in terms of having a real job or that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So being here, I just have dove in head first, and I mean, Berghain isn't really my thing. I've been there, but I'm here to work.
Yeah,
like,
cool.
I'm here to make music. I'm here to build my career, and now I'm putting that time in and doing whatever is needed to do that.
Cool. So we'll be talking about upcoming material that's probably in the making after another song of yours that features Jordan Rakai. He's from Australia as well. He's just put out his debut album, I think. You're friends with this guy?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
It's a beautiful song that you've done there.
Thank you.
Really, it's a beauty. It's a beauty.
I appreciate it. He's amazing. Like, I love his music. I still listen to it. Was a fan before we worked together.
Cool.
And yeah.
Cool, dann hören wir uns den Song jetzt nochmal an und dann gibt's gleich noch eine Live-Performance von James Chadburn auf One. Vorher aber sein Stück Holiday Love featuring Jordan Rakai, ebenfalls aus Australien. Flux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Hier ist James Chadburn. Like a good, good girl, like a good, good girl. James Chadburn war das gerade, featuring Jordan Rakai, der zweitgenannte Musiker, ist ebenfalls aus Australien. Gemeinsam haben sie den Track Holiday Love aufgenommen. James Chadburn spielt heute Abend im Rahmen des Flux FM Bergfests hier bei uns im Fluxbau. Es gibt Tapas und Berliner Pilsner und die Musik von James auf Ohren. Now, how and when did you record that song? Was it recorded or was it produced via the internet or did you fly back to Australia for it or has Jordan visited you in Berlin? How did you do it?
We actually did it when we were both living in Australia.
Oh, okay.
A couple of years ago. We met online, and then he was living in Brisbane. I was living in Sydney.
Uh-huh.
I was going there for work, so I said, hey, how about we meet up and try and bang out a track? And then we met up like 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
Actually twice. And then it just all came together like really quickly.
Cool.
Yeah, we intended on working on another track and just ended up getting this one. Like completed in a day, basically.
It's a beautiful song. I just said that it sounds like a future classic.
Yeah.
It really sounds as if this song would be there for a long time. So what's your setup for tonight's show? Because we've already spoken about the fact that there's beats incorporated into your music. You do play with an acoustic guitar only occasionally. What are you going to do tonight? Because I've seen some other equipment parts out there.
Basically, I've got like a Ableton Push, like a MIDI controller, doing some samples on that, playing some guitar and playing some keys, kind of like live beat sort of thing, and then probably a couple of like stripped back electric guitar songs.
Cool.
But yeah.
And another thing that we've already mentioned is the fact that there's an EP out. It's called Singles, and it's obviously filled with singles.
Yeah.
Are you currently working on more material? I'm going to put out more in the upcoming months.
I am working on material at the moment. I'm really spearheading, just writing as many songs as possible. Yeah. What we are doing with those songs, we aren't sure of yet, but definitely in the coming like months, there will be releases.
So do we have a record deal that's happening right now, or are you looking for a label to put up more stuff?
I don't have a label. It is a difficult question. It all depends on who and when and how. Yeah. I mean, Donna, my manager, and I are constantly in talks with people.
Yeah.
Different things, publishing, record deals, all that sort of thing. But it's just a matter of getting the songs ready and then seeing how we want to approach it, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, I just mentioned it because maybe some people from record companies are listening. Maybe they want to have a closer look at you and your music at tonight's show.
I'll be playing some of the new songs tonight.
Cool.
Some I've written within the last week.
Wow.
Some 2 weeks ago.
Cool, fresh off the press.
Absolutely. You've got to do that to see how people like them.
Meine Damen und Herren, wir begrüßen an dieser Stelle auch die Facebook-Nutzer und Nutzerinnen. Wir sind nämlich jetzt gerade live auf der Antenne, nicht nur im Radio, sondern auch auf Facebook. Hallo. Wir hören uns James Chadburn jetzt auch in diesem Medium live an. Er hat seine Akustikgitarre mitgebracht und wird uns einen Song präsentieren, bevor ich dann nochmal einlade, heute Abend vorbeizukommen im Fluxbau. Die Türen gehen auf um 18 Uhr. Es ist freier Eintritt. Das heißt, ihr braucht kein Geld mitzubringen. Es gibt Berliner Pilsner zu trinken. Es gibt Tapas zu essen und die Musik von James Chadburn auf Ohren. Ein Künstler, von dem wir noch viel hören werden in den nächsten Monaten. So viel ist jetzt schon klar. Which song are you going to play for us? Is it a new song?
It is a new song.
What's the title?
It's between titles, but I would call it Demons at the moment.
Well, that's cool. That's so fresh, people. The song doesn't even have a title yet. Its working title is Demons.
Yeah.
And it's going to be heard right now. Flux FM live mit James Chadburn an der Gitarre und am Gesang.
Mm-hmm. Breathe in this hopeless protest and speak out. They call this a holy moment. It's and if the only choice I got is to survive. Oh man, demons control. Oh man, demons control. Omens that hold. demons control. All mess that hold. Demons control.
Stadium applause for James Chapram. Thanks a lot for that beautiful live performance. You. Working title is Demons. Look out for that song. It's going to be released pretty soon. Und wer sich noch mehr James Chapram Musik reinziehen möchte, der guckt entweder im Netz nach seinen bisher veröffentlichten Songs oder kommt heute Abend einfach vorbei im Fluxbau. Findet eine weitere Ausgabe des Bergfestes statt. Ab 18 Uhr könnt ihr vorbeikommen. Der Eintritt ist frei. Die Adresse lautet Pfuhlstraße 5. Die befindet sich direkt neben dem Schlesischen Tor quasi. Es gibt Berliner Pilsener zu trinken, es gibt Tapas zu essen und eben die Musik von James Chadburn auf Ohren. James, thanks a lot for visiting us.
Thanks for having me.
I think it was not the last time that we've spoken to each other, because things are going to happen. I feel it. They're going to happen for you. It's happening, baby.
Yes, hopefully.
Thank you for visiting. Have great fun at tonight's show, and I'll see you soon. James Chadburn, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.